وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا تسليما. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال الله تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. صدق الله العظيم. Most respected brothers and also sisters of the madrasa, there was a person, they say, he had by heart a speech on Karbala. So wherever there was an occasion, he always spoke on Karbala, nothing but Karbala. Whether it was a wedding, a marriage occasion, or whether it was a walima, or whether it was mayyat, but he knew just one speech, and that was on Karbala. He was not an alim, but people recognized him as a great orator just because he spoke on Karbala with all the incidents. So one day somebody asked him, don't you know anything else besides the speech on Karbala? It seems that you are not a genuine alim, you are just a bogus person who has just by heart of one speech. So he replied that, who says I don't know? I can speak on any subject. I can speak on any subject. So they asked him to speak on the tafsir of Surah Ikhlas. He said, well, if that's the case, then speak on Surah Ikhlas. Qul huwa Allah, give the tafsir of it. So he commenced, he said, that this is a surah which is in the Holy Quran Sharif. It is in the 30th para. It was revealed upon Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which Rasul? That Rasul who was the father of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Which Fatima? That Fatima who had son Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein. Which Imam Hussein? The one who was martyred in Karbala. And he started the whole speech again on Karbala. So wherever we go out, then this is what happens. The theme is Tawbah. Alhamdulillah, with Allah Ta'ala's fazl, I can speak on Namaz, Roza, Zakat, Hajj to some extent, on inheritance, on buying and selling, on Jihad, and so many other things. With Allah Ta'ala's fazl, we can speak for a few minutes on this subject. However, these subjects you listen to in the Juma talk, and from other speakers that come here, and you should increase your knowledge by listening to those speeches. But my purpose, when we are traveling out of Durban, so in Durban we have the two programs, Mondays and Thursdays, but besides that on Fridays and other occasions speak on different subjects. But these programs are held so that we now bring those speeches into practice. That listening has become now a pastime. Like how we have various pastimes, even listening to speeches of deen has now become like a pastime. A person doesn't have anything to do with it, they just listen to one speech. Speeches are delivered unlimited. But when it comes to our practical life, then we find very little in application of those speeches. And the reason for that is that we do not make sincere tawbah from our sins. And all the difficulties that are coming upon the Ummah are because of the indulgence in sin. The Quran Sharif says that, the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam categorically state that. Certain pious, righteous, walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they also have certain kinds of suffering, calamities, difficulties. But there is a very clear distinction between the two. As Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah alayhi says that difficulty which comes upon the Nabis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then those difficulties, those trials, they are for an increase in their status, position. They get more closeness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When you have to look at those anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, all those real walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then in their difficulties they still find a kind of joy that it is coming from my Allah. Because they are so closely connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, therefore if any difficulty comes, they say it is coming from my Allah. I am trying my level best to do that which is pleasing my Allah. And if He is pleased with this condition of mine, then I too am pleased. Now how can that person ever suffer depression or think of suicide or think of death? Because that person is pleased with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's decision. But then you have to have that kind of connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the example that we give, that how can you combine both, that there is difficulty, there is a hardship, there is a pain in the body, or there is some loss and suffering, and you say that there can still be happiness, how can both things be combined? It's not difficult to understand. All you have to do is go to Delhi and go and have some haleem there, in which they throw so much of chilies that it becomes azab-e-haleem. So go and try that haleem. If you are not used to hot curry, then you will see what happens. But those people who eat it, you will find sometimes their eyes are watering, their nose leaking, and they're making ha-ha and boo because of the chilies. But now if you have to tell them that don't eat, leave it, because I can see you are suffering a lot of pain. Your expression is showing that you are suffering a lot of pain, so leave it, don't eat it. So what will that person say? What do you know what the taste is in this haleem? So although there is a kind of pain also, but there is a kind of joy. And so in the same way, these people, because of their connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is a pain, but at the same time, they believe that this is from my Allah, and if He is pleased with this condition, then I am happy also with the same condition.
Bekaifi mein bhi to humne ek kaif musalsal dekha hai. Bekaifi mein bhi to humne ek kaif musalsal dekha hai. Jis haal mein bhi wo rakhte hain us haal ko akmal dekha hai.
The gist of which is that in whichever condition my Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keeps me, I am happy with that condition. It can be poverty, it can be sickness, it can be loss, it can be anything. Of course the person will make use of the means that Allah ta'ala has created. If it is sickness, he will try and take medication. If it is anything else, he will make use of the means, but at the end of it, he will be satisfied with whatever Allah ta'ala has decided for him. That's the best condition, what Allah has decided. That's the best route.
Jis haal ko hum tajweez kare, us haal ko atqal dekha hai. Jis raah ko hum tajweez kare, us raah ko atqal dekha hai. Jis raah se wo le jaate hain, us raah ko athal dekha hai.
See, the route and the road that we choose, we found that to be the most difficult route. The walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, those who have got connection with Allah, they say the route that we choose, we found that to be a difficult route. And the route that my Allah ta'ala chooses for me, we found that to be the easiest route. So that is the difficulties that come upon the Nabis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the Sahaba-i-Kiram, the difficulties that came upon them. So they not only make sabr, but they also get a kind of happiness and a joy in them. Now we are far from that. Then the difficulties, the trials which come upon those who are sinful ones,
If those difficulties bring the person close to Allah, it makes him increase his tilawat, makes him increase his ibadat, makes him increase his dua, makes him increase his zikr, then it shows that this is a forgiveness of the person's sins. If that sickness brings the person closer to Allah, makes him make tawbah, istighfar, and increase his ibadat, then it is a sign that this person is being forgiven for his sins. And that person whose sickness, whose trials, whose difficulties, they make the person even more negligent, then it is an azab from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this is how you differentiate. So outwardly the symptoms are the same. But this is how you differentiate, that on whom it is an azab, on whom it is a forgiveness of sin, and for whom it is an elevation of status. There are so many people who in sickness they will forget the namaz. And instead of coming closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they will indulge in more sins. As I mentioned in Durban the other night, that at present in most of the hospitals they will have the television screen right in front of you. Now that patient who requires some kind of peace and some kind of relaxation of his brain and mind, and medical science tells us that, that especially those people who have got heart problems, then those kind of violent scenes that come there and romantic scenes that come there, they increase the palpitation of the heart. But when it comes to business, then they don't care what happens to the patient. So when the person has got sickness, he's got illness, his one leg is in the grave, he doesn't know when the angel of death will remove his soul, but at that time also he wants to enjoy the haram. He wants to see the dancing girls and listen to the music. So then what do you expect that person to receive? Tawaf from Allah Ta'ala or Rahmat of Allah. Then that is a clear sign that this is an azab from Allah, whatever has come upon him. And if he gets recovery from that sickness and illness and he still doesn't turn towards Allah, then it means that now he's been given a rope, a long rope. And finally the carpet will be pulled from beneath his feet, then it will be too late. Then it will be too late, and this is what we are seeing all over. And we know what the harm is of all these programs. I mentioned last night also, or the other night, that one young girl, a standard 9 school girl, after watching a certain film, and I'm repeating this incident because alhamdulillah it is impacting on certain hearts, which people who are listening with open mind, that what do you want from your daughters and what do you want from your sisters? She said that after watching this certain film, and she gives me the name of the film, in which a father commits incest with his daughter, she says, every time that my father comes in, this evil desire comes in my heart, no matter what must I do, I'm going mad. Give me some wazifa to read or something. Show me what must I do. A young boy says that after watching a certain film, he says, I just have to get that urge to shoot my father. I just get that urge to shoot my father, because that's what they show, that if you don't like a person, shoot him. How many incidents you can go on relating. The masjid is not a place for all those incidents, but one time one or two have to be given. That such kind of things are happening, and yet we say that no, there's quite a bit of it that's permissible only. It may be one or two programs may be permissible, but I'm talking about the majority content, which is nothing but filthy and haram. Then this is the end result. And when we hear of little children of 9 and 10 shooting their fathers and mothers, or holding up school teachers, then we must not be surprised, because this is exactly what the cause is. Allah Ta'ala takes away the rahmat and the barakah from the lives of the people. Then there's fights between husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters, and the whole family is like in war. So this is the sign that on this person it is an azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it takes him away. I went to see one patient once. He had cancer and he was on his dying bed. Believe me, I'm in the masjid, I can't speak lies in the masjid. And why should I speak lies? I'm not here to tell you fairy tales. So when I went there, now this person had cancer. And I was told that he's in terrible pain and please no one can come and stay in the hospital. So I was taken to his house. Where I saw one television in front, one on the right, one on the left. And the program is on all three. So they switched it off when I went there. And afterwards I asked them, boy, what is it? He says, no, he's in pain. So he watches this side and he can't lie down straight, so then we turn to the right.
and then you go to this side. When you're turning to the left, you go to this side. Now the person who is close to death, this is going to be the condition of what does that person expect from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So what I was saying is that difficulties and trials come upon everyone. But there is a difference on whom it is an azab, for whom it is sawab, for whom it is an elevation of status and position. Once Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is pleased with that person and he's got gardens in his heart, at present everybody is complaining of restlessness, anxiety, worry, problems. And the solution to all those problems is sincere tawbah and istighfar. Believe me, that is the solution. Because we don't have that kind of capacity like the buzrugs of the past and the walis of the past, who is to read 10,000, 100,000, 50,000 times Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah and Durud Sharif. We don't have that capacity. We don't have the time, we don't have that strength. So for us a little wazifa will do, but the most important thing is to put all the effort into the restraining of ourselves from that which Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu have declared as haram. And that is what causes pain on our heart. If a person sits and gives a beautiful speech on some incidents in history, then we get very happy. There's nothing for us to do. There's nothing for us to do. But where we say that these are illnesses of our society and we have to give it up, and if we are not going to give it up, then we must await the disaster. One Thursday night I finished with the program and I came outside. Two young boys, they called me out, Malana, please, can we just have a word with you? So they took me to the side. And Alhamdulillah, those who attend the program today, they know 500-600 people every week, twice a week they are there, 800-900 ladies. So there are many of them who have changed their lives and now they found peace and happiness and contentment and satisfaction. So there are a number of people who were on drugs for 20 years and 30 years and Alhamdulillah they have given it up. There are so many in fornication, adultery and all kinds of haram. But Allah Ta'ala's fazal, that injection which is given all the time of tawbah and istighfar and the du'as, it makes them give it up and then they get connected with Allah and they find peace and then they say that now our life we have found peace and happiness. So these two young persons, they say, Mawlana, we have made sincere tawbah from our sins. Young boys, 122 and one will be in his 20s. He said, sincere tawbah we made after attending your program. But we wish we had come into our life long before. Both of us have now got 8. What do we do? How my heart pained at that time. Young flowers of Islam, young Muslim brothers. They make me tawbah, Allah will forgive the sin. But where do they go from? Their marriage is a problem. They were caught up with prostitutes and it will happen. We wish we came into our life before we had adultery. So brothers, we do not lose hope. I told them, don't lose hope. Allah Ta'ala is the one who can change your life. He can cure you from your illness. Don't believe that there is no cure. You're making plenty of tawbah, is that, but inshallah Allah Ta'ala will cure you. I can give them encouragement. A sheikh, an alim, a person, he is like a doctor. If a person is sad, or if the person is concerned about his illness, and he goes to a doctor, the doctor, if he chases him away, then he is not fit to be made a doctor. So don't look down upon anybody, no matter what sin that person has committed, but if he is concerned and he says, I'm making tawbah, then there is no right for any person to look down upon him. Yet we can take a lesson from what he has done. So what I am saying is that these are the end results. And if we are not going to make sincere tawbah and istighfar, then this is what it leads to. So that pain has to be taken on the heart for restraining from haram. That is our test. The test of our time is not how much israf you make, how much charge you make, how much awabin you make, how much gush you make. That is not our test. Our real test is how much of taqwa we have got, meaning how much do we restrain ourselves from haram? There are so many people, they will be making a lot of positive ibadat, namaz, roza, zakat, umrah upon umrah, hajj upon hajj, zikr upon zikr. But when it comes to the restraining from haram, then that is what really causes the pain on the heart. So our test is in the bazaar, our test is in the marketplace, our test is in the shops, our test is at the airport, our test is in the aeroplane. The Haji Sahib has just kissed the Hajar-e-Aswad and he is returning. And he is now admiring the hostess.
and he's staring at her and casting lustful glances at her. He forgets that a little while ago I was in the Rauza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they I was saying, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. He forgets all those things when he is tempted. Temptation just leads them into trouble. In the school days there was a song, temptation will lead you into trouble and will make you cry. And that is the truth. That if it won't make you cry now in the grave, in the hereafter, but in fact now it makes the person cry immediately in this world. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us time, He gives us opportunity, He gives us a chance to repent, to return. But when we become persistent and we say that no, these are all fairy tales, what is wrong with it? What is wrong with it? So how can it be right when Quran and Hadith say something is wrong? How can it be right? When Rasulullah says that those people are cursed who cast lustful glances, so how can it be right? How can it be getting peace? When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says the person who takes interest and gives interest is under the curse of Allah, and now he is cursing, he who was rahmatul lil alameen, he is cursing that person. Now our carpets are on interest, our cars on interest, our homes on interest, our businesses on overdraft, everything on interest. And then we say there's no barakah, there's no happiness. Children don't want to live happily. Fights between parents and children, brothers and sisters, mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws, everything is just on the increase. So we have to look into our lives, where have we gone wrong? Our test is not how much of namaz we make. Namaz is farz, it's an ibadah which is farz. Without namaz the person is not as a Muslim. Just now we will be talking about mi'raj. What is mi'raj? Besides the other things, one is the gift of mi'raj of salat. Now if we have to look at the condition of the salat in the lives of Muslims, what do we find today? Go to the masjid now in the summer time, where Fajr salat is 4 o'clock, so 4:30, 4:45. Just now it will come 4:30 and 4:20. And then go even to those places where big ijtimaas took place, and even 30,000, 20,000, 50,000 people had gathered there. And go and see, you will find 20 people, 15 people for the Fajr Salah. Those who were going up and down, full of activity. Why? Because they got great concern for deen. But then suddenly there's no namaz also in their life. Those who went to some khankahs also, and they just spent a few days and came away. And they did not stay long in the company of their sheikh, and they did not paint themselves in the colors of their sheikh, with his tawakkul, with his yaqeen, with his marifat, with his namaz, with his ikhlas. Then, even though they may have gone for a khanqa and spent a few days in town, but try them out after that in Fajr time, in the masjid. Whereas Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he had said that person, man taraka salata muta'ammidan faqad kafar, the person who forgoes one salat, he's not talking about a dozen salats, just one salat muta'ammidan purposely, not accidentally, purposely he forgoes one salat, then he has committed kufr. He says he has committed kufr. How many salats of the Muslims due to sporting activities, walimas, weddings, business, social outings, namazul are just going, sada. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, kafar, he has committed kufr. We must be thankful to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh that he said, no, we will have to make a little bit of ta'weel here. That this kufr does not mean real kufr, what it means is that this person has got a trait of kufr in him. He is bordering on kufr. He has got one of the characteristics of the kufr that he is missing his salat. So catch him, put him in prison, lock him up until he makes sincere tawbah. Now if we had to apply his law, then our prison would have been full. In an Islamic country, if we had to apply that all those who forgoes the salat without any valid reason, they will put into prison. Then most of our adult male population would have been in prison. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi and Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, whose name we take with great respect, was indeed the wali of walis. So he says, he follows Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, and he says that what Rasulullah has said, we must not make any kind of interpretation. It is the truth what he has said, that person has committed kufr, his nikah is not valid anymore, and if that person dies in that state, he mustn't make his janazah salah. Read into the kitab of the Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani and you will find it there. So this is what I am saying, is that when it comes to sincere tawbah from our sins, if the person is missing out on ibadah, then how to start making the namaz, ruka, zakat. If the person has trampled upon the rights of people, then make sure that he fulfills it. Inheritance that has been taken
it was not rightfully due, then make sure you pay back that. Money that are owing, make sure the person pays back. And then make sincere tawbah, I don't want to return to those sins. Then Allah Ta'ala comes so happy that He gives the person garden in his heart. Ye mana ameer ke gulshan e jannat to dur hai, aarif hai magar dil mein khalat e jannat liye hue. O Meer, I know that the gardens of Jannat are far away, but the Arif of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is carrying the Jannat in his heart, the Khaliq of Jannat in his heart. And when Allah Ta'ala comes into the heart, He comes with all His sifat. So that person, outwardly, he is just a normal person. He's got the same body like ours. He eats, he drinks, he smiles, he jokes, he marries, he brings up his children, he conducts business. It doesn't mean that now that person goes out of this world or somewhere on the, in the jungles or up on the mountaintops. He remains perfectly normal. But inside his heart, he has ocean of noor and gardens of Jannah. Because he's got Allah Ta'ala with him, so Allah Ta'ala gives him everything inside his heart. People from the outside can't see what is inside. But there is a kind of peace, tranquility, contentment that people who sit, they also find peace and tranquility.
जिससे हैं आप खुश इस जहां में वो शब रोज है गुलस्तां में जिससे हैं आप खुश इस जहां में वो शब रोज है गुलस्तां में देख कर मेरे अश्के नदामत अब्र रहमत की बारिश में जामे देख कर मेरे अब्रे देख कर मेरे अश्के नदामत अब्र रहमत की बारिश ने जामे
जिससे आप खुश है जहां में ओ अल्लाह विद हुम सो एवर यू आर प्लीज इन दिस वर्ल्ड वो शब और रोज रहे गुलस्तान डे एंड नाइट ही इज इन गार्डन ही डजंट रिक्वायर गार्डन फॉर हैप्पीनेस ही हैज गॉट गार्डन इन हिज हार्ट अल्लाह ताला गिव्स हिम गार्डन इन हिज हार्ट दैट डजंट मीन दैट यू मस्टंट गो टू द गार्डन और यू मस्टंट हैव गार्डन डजंट मीन दैट They are also in need of oxygen and they are also in need of these type of gardens. But what is really meant here is that inside their heart, even if they don't have anything on the outside, Allah Ta'ala gives them peace and satisfaction inside. In poverty also they find peace. In wealth and property also they find peace. In health they find peace. And in sickness also they got peace. In everything Allah Ta'ala gives them peace and contentment and satisfaction. If Allah Ta'ala is happy, then that person has got everything.
Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri.
They say, oh Allah, if you are not mine, then nothing is mine. My children will not be the fullness of my eyes. I will have business, I will have home. I will have beautiful gardens, I will have bungalows and other palaces. But if you are not mine, then I won't find any kind of peace in all those means of comfort. The heater can warm your skin, the air conditioner can cool the skin, but they cannot cool the heart. The air conditioner cannot cool the heart. That person, say for example, a person, Allah Ta'ala must protect each and every one of us from such kind of calamity, but a person, he went and he asked his wife before leaving, he said, please prepare biryani and prepare samosas and chops and chips and everything. And he gave a whole menu. And he said that today I will be returning with one of my friends and we'll be having a meal. Lunchtime. And he left. So she prepared everything. The best of dishes were prepared. Now, when he was there at the business, somebody informed him that your two-year-old child has been kidnapped. The child has been kidnapped. There's a ransom demand of 1 million rand. Otherwise you won't get your child, and he's a rich person. Now that person has got millions, he's got everything, and he's got the best of food here. Will he enjoy the food? Will he ever enjoy the food? So there is food also, there's money also, there's a beautiful home also, there's a beautiful wife. But that one child that is born now, finish all his happiness is gone. If only a person with an Allah wala, who's got a heart that is connected with Allah, he will be able to bear this tragedy. He won't even think of suicide in such a condition. But so many others, they lost their heads in such calamities.
So those are means of comfort. If Allah Ta'ala is ours, then everything is ours. If Allah Ta'ala is not ours, then nothing is ours. Believe me, nothing is ours. Allah Ta'ala makes our life then restless, full of anxiety and worry and trouble. So this is the whole purpose of this story. That, oh Allah, if you are happy with me, then I've got gardens in my heart. Day and night this person is in garden. And they occur mere ashke and ramat. But since we are human beings and we are weak, we are bound to commit mistakes and errors and sins accidentally. A Muslim does not commit sins purposely, accidentally. So then ashke nadama, tears of repentance. Says when Allah Ta'ala sees my tears of repentance, then abre rahmat ki bari. No matter how much the kuffar also says that if you say you are a nabi of Allah Ta'ala, then ask Allah to send the azab. But Allah Ta'ala did not send it on all of them altogether. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself was present among them. Therefore Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Alayhi says that when this kuffar and tawbah benefits the kuffar, why did it not benefit the Muslims? So that was one protection from azab. And the other protection was is istighfar, making plenty of tawbah and istighfar is the protection from the azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the dalil and the proof of that is the Quranic verse in which Allah Ta'ala says, مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. That Allah Ta'ala, He will, and we just suggest in the khulasa of the ayah, that Allah Ta'ala will not send azab upon them. Until you are amongst them, Allah will not send azab upon them. Or Allah Ta'ala will not send upon them until they are making istighfar. Although they were kuffar, but they were making some kind of istighfar, tawbah, in their own way. So even if they were making it in their own way, Allah Ta'ala won't send azab. So if that is the case with the kuffar, what about the believers? Try it out, make sincere istighfar and tawbah and diet from haram for a few days and see what difference it makes in your life. Believe me, you will find inside your heart something instructing. So why did we abide by the diet? Strict diet from haram. So then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will not send azab. If the whole community makes istighfar and tawbah and returns to Allah, then the whole community will be saved from azab. And if the individual does that, then individually Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give him that peace and happiness and contentment. Sometimes the azab will come on the locality, he too will get caught up. If he was not concerned about what is happening in the locality, if his only concern was his own ibadat and namaz roza, and he was not concerned where his children are going, where his wife is going, where he himself is going outside the masjid, and if his person was not concerned about what's happening in the ummah, then he will get caught up too in this world. In the akhirat Allah Ta'ala may say. So this is why I am emphasizing on this particular subject wherever I have to go just for one night and return, then this is the purpose. That we make sincere tawbah. It must not be just lip service. It must not be just from our lips. When we are making tawbah, at that time we must have no intention of returning to the sin. And after that, accidentally again, if that person committed the same sin 1,000 times, as long as it doesn't involve the rights of people, with the rights of people you have to ask them for forgiveness. But if again this person couldn't control his gaze, for example, accidentally, again he makes plenty of tawbah, Allah Ta'ala will accept it. Mera har pata pe rona, yehi hai mere talafi. Mera har pata pe rona, yehi hai mere talafi. Mera teri rahmato ka sadqa, mera jurma afwa karna. He says, oh Allah, my crying over all my sins, every mistake that I made, my crying over it. Yehi hai meri talafi. That is the conclusion. What else can I do, Allah? I'm a weak person. I'm a sinful servant of yours. But this is what I have with me, that when I commit my sins, then I make plenty of tawbah. But again I repeat and emphasize that it is accidental. The person who is a Muslim, he does not go out in search of sin, accidentally he comes to this. And then brothers, in these days, especially in South Africa, when there's so much of murder, killing,
every day we hear about it, and no family is safe. There is no family now who can say directly or indirectly they have not been affected by the violence or by the murders and the killings and all the upon that is taking place. Nobody has got any guarantee whether you will even see the next second, whether you will be able to reach home. So many people, they left their businesses and they never returned. They didn't come back home. So many left home with so much of appointments and they never came back. This we are hearing every day. There are so many of them who were held up, but still after that they forget that this happened to me. Still they go back to the same simplicity. So let us not play with fire. Allah Ta'ala gives us a chance. He is loving, He is caring, He is compassionate. If it was not His desire to send us to Jannah, then He would not have sent the Nabis and the Waleed and the Awliya and the Mashayikh. Allah does not want us to go to Jannah. But it is like the mother is warning the child repeatedly that don't go near the stove, it's hot, it will burn. But the child still wants to go there. What the mother will do? So Allah Ta'ala loves, is prepared to forgive no matter how far we may have gone, as I mentioned last night. That the person, if he is in filth, he is dirty, his clothes are soiled, he's got urine and stool and blood all over his clothes. Now he goes to the waters of the ocean, and then he addresses the waters of the ocean and says, oh, you waters of the ocean, I'm so dirty, I'm so filthy that if I have to come into you, you will become now part. Therefore, I don't want to come into you. So the waters of the ocean will say that you are crippled, you are foolish, you are mad. Millions like you we have already washed and clean and purified. What is there to make you clean and purified? You come inside and see how we purify you, and still our water will be so clean that if you make wuzu or ghusl with that water, it will be, you will be part of it. So Allah Ta'ala's ocean of tawbah, ocean of forgiveness is so vast that we should not lose hope. We should just take a dive and a plunge into that ocean and then see what Allah Ta'ala gives us. Purify our souls and then see what we get. At present we are all concerned about our clothes. The clothes must be clean. The behind, the looking neat, the heart of the body, all kinds of soaps and powders and grains we use. Everything for the outside. That body which is going to perish one day, and that body which is going to turn to dust one day. It is a teaching of Sharia and a teaching of Islam that you must wear clean clothes and have a clean body. But then that was also for the purpose of a clean heart. That everything is dependent on the heart. Otherwise the body is going to turn to dust.
कई बार हमने ये देखा कि जिनका मुशय्यन बदन था मुअत्तर कफन था कई बार हमने ये देखा कि जिनका मुशय्यन बदन था मुअत्तर कफन था कब्रे कोहन उसकी उखड़ी तो देखा न उज्वे बदन था न तारे कफन था
हाँ देखा कई बार हमने ये देखा कि जिनका Mushayyan Badanta Mu'attar Kafan. Very fit, healthy body. If you job, exercise, take healthy food, everything, very fit body. The person has a boxer, he has a wrestler, shining body. And Kafan also, when the person dies, there's so much of bitter was all over him. And he was given a very expensive Kafan. Then his body was placed in the grave. I mentioned in Jordan the other day. That this time I saw a new God that young is not there for. Every time we should see two Gods, arrival and departure. The person at an airport doesn't need more nasiha than that. There's an arrival God and a departure God. They have arrived and they have to prepare for departure. But there's another God, they are underground parking. Now they got a new God, underground parking. So he says, how many times we have seen that that person beautiful body, beautiful kafan, but when he went to the cover, and after some time when the cover was open, Those signs of the body there, and no sign of the kafan there, not even a thread of it. So in this world we are here, we must eat, drink, stay happy, wear good clothes, travel in good cars, as long as everything is from halal. And we take care of the needy and the poor, and we don't look down upon anybody, we don't consider ourselves superior, and we spend some day in good causes, nothing wrong. But the main thing is that we have to restrain ourselves from haram and connect ourselves with Allah and Rasulullah, so that we get peace in this world, peace in the past, peace in the past. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with the peace of Allah. There is no other solution for the ummah of life. Sincere tawbah and tawbah. Hypocrisy has become the coin of the time. The coin of the time, the currency of the time is hypocrisy. So what we say is not immorality. There is no coordination. What we say one thing and we practice something else. For outwardly we project piety, but inside there is nothing but darkness. Jealousy, greed, pride, evil passion, lust and anger. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. اے میرے دادا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی اے میرے دادا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نہیں ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی شان تیری ہر آن نہیں ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیتے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آج بہر ہو اللہ 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 قصبہ میں دنیا ہی کے راہ میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی قصبہ میں دنیا ہی کے راہ میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں سب سے میری برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی خلق میں سب سے میری برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے برائی nobody more sinful than myself. That is what Lord the King told us. Oh Allah, there's nobody more sinful than myself. Which sin is in the world that I have not forgiven? خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیتے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آج پیر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 Allah.
نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. پنجرے غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. شغلہ میرا بس اب تو نراہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. Allah 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 Allah. اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. کر دے پناہ سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ. جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. دل میں میرے یار اپنی رجا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. شغل میرا بس اب تو نداہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیتے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آج پہر ہو اللہ 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 محمد
forgive each and every one of us for your kindness, give us the tawfiq of making amal, so that we may become the recipients of your rahmat and reward in the qabr and in the akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik. Allahumma rabbana zulamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin.
يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المتقين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر او اللہ ہمیں بھی تیرے لیے دعا کر او اللہ ہمیں بھی تیرے لیے دعا کر او اللہ وی ائے سن فل سر وی ایکسٹریملی ویک او مائی اللہ بٹ او اللہ یو ار فورگیونگ یو ار کائنڈ یو ار کمپیشنیٹ یو ار مرسیفل یو ار کیئرنگ یو ار لونگ اے میرے پیارے خدا اے میرے رحیم کریم اللہ تجھ جیسا پیارا خدا اے میرے پیارے خدا کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی نہیں Oh my beloved Allah, there is none for us beside you. Oh Allah, our lives are in your hand. Our sight in your hand. Our hearing in your hand. Our speech in your control. Our heart, liver and lungs in your control. Oh my beloved Allah, nothing really belongs to us. Oh Allah, we are muhtaj of yours every second of our life. We are in need of you every moment of our life. Oh my beloved Allah, we have sinned too much in our life. How much more are we going to sin on the surface of the earth? Oh my Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh my beloved Allah, you have attached these begging bowls to our bodies. Our hands which you have attached to our bodies so that we may raise them before you. Hey, mere pyare khuda. Hey, mere rahim kareem Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before you. We are tapping at your door, oh my Allah. We are not tapping at the doors of human beings. Oh Allah, human beings become angry and annoyed if we have to beg of them. But oh Allah, the more we beg of you, the more happy you become. Oh Allah, the more we beg of you, the more pleased you become. Oh my Allah, we are seeking from you. Ey mere pyare Allah, ey mere pyare Khuda, tu rahim hai, tu kareem hai, tu sattar hai, tu ghaffar hai. Ey Allah, hum gunahgar hai, lekin mere Allah, tu to ghaffar hai. Gunahon ko maaf karna tu pasand karta hai. Oh my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sin. Oh Allah, you want us to turn towards you with repentance, with remorse and with regret. Oh my Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed up till now. Oh Allah, from the time we became of age up till now, all the sins that we have committed, they have brought us no peace, no happiness, no contentment. They have made our hearts restless and uneasy, full of anxieties and worries, and has brought tremendous amount of pain and grief. Hey, mere pyare khuda, but now we are regretting, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. We have no intention of returning to them again. Oh my Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, forgive our wives and children, forgive our brothers and sisters, forgive the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hey Allah, tu maaf karne wala hai, tu pasand karta hai maafi ko. Hum gunahgar hai, hum siyahkar hai, hum gande hai, hum napaak ہم خطاکار ہیں میرے اللہ, ہم ناپاک اور گندے ہو چکے گناہ کرتے کرتے, لیکن میرے اللہ تو ناپاک کو پاک کرنے والا خدا ہے. Oh Allah, no matter how impure and unclean we may have become, but oh Allah, you are the one who can purify and clean hearts. Oh Allah, purify and clean our hearts from all the evil that is embedded in our hearts. Hey, mere Allah, through our eyes we have put so much of haram into our hearts. Hey, mere Allah, through our ears so much of haram has entered and so much of darkness has entered. Hey, mere Allah, through our mouth so much of haram has entered our stomach. Hey, mere Allah, may maaf farma de. Hey Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Hey Allah, do not punish us on our sin. Do not seize us the moment we commit sin. Hey, mere Allah, you could have seized us the moment we committed sin. The moment we saw haram, you could have made us blind. The moment we listened to haram, you could have made us deaf. The moment we spoke haram, you could have made us dumb. The moment we took false oaths and qasam, you could have made us dumb. The moment we swore, oh Allah, you could have made us dumb. Hey, mere pyare khuda, tu kareem hai. Oh Allah, you could have seized us there and then. But in spite of our sins, oh Allah, where will we find another kareem, Allah, like you? That in spite of our sins, you give us so much to eat. In spite of our sins, you are giving us so much to wear. In spite of our sins, you are giving us shelter above our heads. Hey, mere Allah, hey, mere pyare khuda, tu hamare haal par raham farma. Clean and purify our hearts of greed. Purify our hearts of malice. Purify our hearts of
the evil lust and passion, purify our heart of envy and jealousy, purify and clean our heart of pride. Ay, mere Allah, clean and purify our heart so that your tajalli can be cast from our heart. Ay Allah, humare dilo ko paak aur saaf farma de, tamam gandagiyon ko dur farma de. Ay Allah, hasad se, kibar se, bukhs se, adawaton se hamari hifazat farma. Ay mere pyare khuda, agar tune maaf nahi kiya to tu bata ke phir hum gande kahan jaye. Agar tune maaf nahi kiya to mere bata, mere pyare khuda, tu bata ke phir hum gunahgar kahan jaye. Tere darwaze ke سوا کوئی دروازہ نہیں ہے, تیرے در کے سوا ہمارے لیے کوئی در نہیں ہے. Oh Allah, you turn away your glance of rahmat from us. Then you tell us, who can we turn towards? Who is there for us, oh my Allah, besides you? Oh Allah, which are the doors for us that we can tap? Which are the home is there for us that we can go and beg? Oh Allah, if a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can still go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another. Thinking, oh my Allah, if you turn away your glance of rahmat from us, then there is no one for us. Then we will face destruction in this world and in the akhirah. Ay, mere Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Fill our heart with the nur of taqwa, oh my Allah. Fill our heart with the nur of tilawat. Fill our heart with the nur of zikr. Fill our heart with the nur of ibadat. Fill our heart with the nur of ibadat. Ay, mere pyare khuda. Fill our heart with the nur of tawakkul. Ya Allah, bless us with tawakkul in our heart. Ya Allah, fill our heart with sabr and with shukr. Fill our heart with zuhd and with taqwa. Fill our heart with contentment, with satisfaction. Ya Allah, bless each and every one who is here with peace and with prosperity. Ya Allah, bless us with peace and with prosperity. Bless us with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. The entire ummah of Rasul-e-Paak, O Allah, bless them with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ay, mere pyare khuda, bless us with long life, O Allah, but with good health. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. O my Allah, we are sick and ailing. We have got spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Mere Allah, ay, mere pyare khuda, we are physically ill and we are spiritually ill. Cure us of all our spiritual ailments and our physical ailments. Those who have got financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plentiful of cloud, risk and sustenance, and remove all the financial difficulties and worries. Those who have got no children, O Allah, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who have given children, make them the coolness of the eyes of the parents. O Allah, so many parents have asked us to make dua. Ay, mere Allah, their children have gone on to drink on drugs, on wine and women. Ay Allah, even shedding tears of blood is of no avail anymore. But we are to be blamed, O my Allah, for this condition. But may Allah, you are forgiving, you are kind. Ya Allah, forgive them, forgive the parents and forgive the children. Ya Allah, bring everybody back onto hidayat. Ya Allah, bless us with hidayat. Ya Allah, hame hidayat tamma kamila ata farma. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continent of my Allah. Ya Allah, sare alam ke andar hidayat ki hawa ko tu chala de. Ya Allah, sabko nek bana de aur ek bana de. O Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hey, mere Allah, that ummah for whom my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cares so much, that ummah for whom he shed so much of his blood, hey Allah, that ummah for whom he was stoned in Taif, he was stoned in Uhud. Oh Allah, on so many occasions, oh Allah, he was stoned and he bled profusely. Hey, mere Allah, that Nabi, stones were placed in his path. He was not allowed to make sajda in the haram with ease and with comfort. Intestines of animals are placed on his back. Ay Allah, that Nabi who stood all night in prayer until his feet swelled. That Nabi who was ostracized for 3 years in Shaab ibn Abi Talib with his family. No food and no drink was allowed. Oh Allah, his son-in-law suffered, his children suffered, his daughters suffered. Oh Allah, his family members suffered. Ya Allah, all those sufferings we have forgotten. We have shown no appreciation for those sufferings of his. When he is informed of the condition of his ummah, that ummah for whom you shed so much of blood, that ummah for whom you shed so much of tears, that ummah today is glued to the filthy programs of the television screen, that ummah today in drugs and in drink, that ummah today in the cinemas and in the theatres, that ummah is in fornication and in adultery, haya, shame and modesty has left that ummah. Oh Allah, when he is informed that very close to your Rozae Mubarak, not even a few meters away from there in the hotel rooms and in the foyers, there's so much of filthy movies that are being shown. There's so much of music that can be heard. There's so much of filthy novels that can be read. Hey, Mere Allah, even in Haram Sharif, Ya Allah, a few meters away from the Haram Sharif, all kinds of haram is indulging. When he is informed that this is the condition of that ummah for whom you shed so much of your blood and your tears, hey Allah, what kind of pain and injury we are causing our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where is our love for that beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when we are causing him so much of injury and pain with his actions of ours? Hey Allah, do not cause any embarrassment to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment by testing us in front of him. Hey Allah, in the presence of the billions and billions of ummatis, don't let the ummat of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam rise with somebody committing zina, somebody committing fraud, somebody committing fornication, and somebody committing gambling and stealing. Hey Allah, because in whatever condition a person dies, that is the condition that he will be raised up in. Hey Allah, we do not know when our death will come. We do not know where it will come. We do not know how it will come. How can we be in haram if we do not know when the angel of death will take away our soul? Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. How many times we have heard of deaths in discos, oh my Allah. Don't let the angel of death find us in a cinema. Don't let the angel of death find us in a theater. Don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. Don't let the angel of death find us with a filthy magazine in our hand. Don't let the angel of death find us glued to some filthy program. Ya Allah, we do not know when the soul will be extracted from our body. Ya Allah, let the angel of death visit us in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, let my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is pleased with us. Ya Allah, hame barkat wali maut ata farma. Barkat wali maut ata farma. Madina tayyibah ke andar ho. Ya Allah, we know we are not deserving of it, but oh Allah, bless us with shahadat in Madina tayyibah. And if it is not in our taqdeer to die in Madina tayyibah, then wherever our death is destined, oh Allah, let it be a death of barkat. Ya Allah, hame haram maut se hamari hifazat farma. حرام موت سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ, جب موت کا وقت آئے تو فاطمہ ایمان